May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, as I said earlier, and as I'm sure you know, today is Christ the King Sunday. It's a day when we are challenged to consider our view of earthly kingship and compare it with that view of the heavenly kingdom. Kingship is something that has always fascinated me. As a rather amateur historian, I am frequently reading in my spare time about the reign of various monarchs, particularly from our own nation. Henry VIII is a monarch that fascinates me. He never ever doubted his power, his position, or indeed any decision he made as king. Henry believed that he was ordained by God to be king, and that he could rule with absolute impunity. I don't know if you know this, but during his reign from 1509 to 1547, Henry married 6 times. You probably did know that. Most school children know that. He changed the face of English religion by breaking away from Rome and started the Church of England. We wouldn't be here as we are today without Henry VIII, for better or worse. But you may not have known this. It is estimated that during his 36 years of reign over England, he executed 57,000 people, many of whom were either members of the clergy or ordinary citizens and nobles who had taken part in uprisings and protests up and down the country. I'm glad I wasn't ministering in Henry VIII's time. This week, I also watched a film. This film is called The King, starring Timothy Chalamet. It's all about the reign of Henry V. It's apparently based on history with a little bit of Shakespeare's play thrown in for good measure. But I have to say, I agree with the reviews, the film is not really historically accurate, but it does show us an interesting and clear picture of a young king who is split between his newfound responsibilities and his pacifist-leaning beliefs. This makes Chalamet's Henry V a very different kind of king from what we expect. He tries twice in the movie to offer himself in close one-to-one combat in order to save the lives of soldiers from both England and France. Now, whether this is historically accurate or not, we are given an image of a king who is not like Henry VIII, a king who was not bent on war and power, but on peace and reconciliation. As I said, please don't take that film as a historic picture. I'm not sure Henry V was really like that. I've read some history books, and he probably wasn't. He did execute French prisoners of war, so that tells you a little bit. But the film itself is interesting. In our gospel reading this morning, we heard Jesus say, "Father, forgive them." Even in his agony, Jesus' concern was for the forgiveness of those who counted themselves among his enemies. He asked the Father to forgive the thief on the cross who jeered at him. He asked the Father to forgive the Roman soldiers who had mocked and beat him, those who had whipped him and put a crown of thorns on his head and nailed him to the cross. Jesus asked forgiveness for the angry mob even that had mocked him and called for his crucifixion. It is important to note Jesus' prayer, "Father, forgive them," does not mean that everyone was forgiven unilaterally, without repentance and faith. But it does mean that Jesus was willing to forgive them. Forgiveness was, in fact, the reason he was on the cross. The words, "Father, forgive them," show the merciful heart of God and a different view of kingship for us today. Jesus prayed the words, "Father, forgive me," because he was fulfilling Old Testament prophecy. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. From the cross, Jesus interceded for sinners like you and like me. Today, risen and glorified, Jesus remains the one mediator between one God and mankind. Jesus prayed these words, "Father, forgive them," because he was putting into practice the principle that he had taught on the Sermon on the Mount. "You have heard it said," said Jesus, "love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Jesus, the persecuted, prayed for his persecutors. Coupled with the willingness of Jesus to forgive his tormentors is the fact that they did not know what they were doing. The sinners who put Jesus on the cross were ignorant of the true import of their actions. The soldiers personally had no ill will towards him. They were simply following their orders. This was how they normally treated condemned men, and they believed that he truly deserved it because he'd been found guilty. They didn't know that they were killing the Son of God. The mob didn't really know who they were trying to destroy. The Jewish leaders had deceived them into believing that Jesus was a troublemaker and a heretic. In praying, "Father, forgive them," Jesus reveals his infinite mercy. He still loved them and would forgive them if only they would humble themselves and repent. Jesus' prayer, "Father, forgive them," was answered in the lives of many people who were there at the time. The Roman centurion at the foot of the cross, upon seeing how Jesus died, exclaimed, "Surely this man was the Son of God." I find it difficult to do that line without doing an impression of a famous American actor. You might know who I mean. One of the two thieves crucified with Jesus exercised faith in Christ, who promised him paradise. A member of the Sanhedrin publicly aligned himself with Jesus after his death. And a little over a month later, 3,000 people were saved in one day as the church began. We can read about that in the book of Acts. On the cross, Jesus provided for all those who would believe in him. All those then and all those now. And of course, that includes us here today. Jesus paid the penalty for the sins that we commit in our ignorance, and even the ones we've committed deliberately. When we're born again, we too become an answer to Jesus' prayer, "Father, forgive them." We're called to live a forgiven life and show others how our lives are transformed by Jesus' death and resurrection. I wonder, who can we tell this week that they are forgiven and loved by God? Who can we remind that Jesus is the King of love and mercy for them, for us, and for all humanity? Amen.